All right, we're going to play, got the popcorn? We're going to play a cartoon. I bet you never thought you'd hear that here on Brandon House Live. But gather the kids around. We're going to play a cartoon from 1948 cartoon. It was like they were predicting 2023. Before we go to that, look at this screen real quick from Kitco.com. JP Morgan is advising to cut equities and hold more cash and gold. JP Morgan is advising to cut equities and hold more cash and gold. JP Morgan advises cutting exposure to risk on assets and holding more cash and gold, citing the U.S. debt ceiling risk, recession outlook, and a hawkish Federal Reserve stance. Well, there you go. Let's throw up the phone number for our friend Wes Peters with Swiss America, been one of our sponsors for years and years. Swiss America, many of you have done business with them. You don't even have to call Wes, who's a regular here on Financial Matters and News. All you got to do is just text him. Say, hey, Wes, I want that free packet, no obligation, free packet of information. You can just text him there at 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Find out about the difference between bullion, like gold eagles or silver eagles that are, you know, fairly freshly minted, versus what is called numismatic. That's 1933 and older. I know some people dog the numismatic. I actually am a fan of the numismatic, because of the fact that it is considered private under federal law. It's 1933 and older, is considered a collectible, and it's private. The purchase is private. Also, you can make money on the spot price as well as on the antique value price as that goes up. Of course, anything can go up, anything can go down, so you should do your homework and your due diligence. You should also learn, I think, about how to put gold in your IRA. Well, Wes can help you with all that. 602-558-8585. Again, you don't have to call him. Just text him your name and your number. He'll send the packet. Swiss America, I've been working with them about 18 years now. They're all about education. Okay, so they don't even necessarily want you to call them right now, because they're not about the hard sell. Their phones are ringing off the hook. The texts are coming in. They don't have to try to pressure people because they have so much business. They've been around for 40-something years, I believe. And so they're about education. They want you educated, having done some homework, ready to ask your questions, get your questions answered, and then they can talk to you about making a purchase. That's what they want, an educated potential client. So first, start with a no-obligation free packet of information, 602-558-8585. Or you can just keep holding those dollars and see what happens with inflation and hyperinflation. You could hold those dollars and wait till they roll to a digital currency and banks collapse more, which I think could be coming, and then hope that the government doesn't find out what you really believe and turn off your digits. I don't know. Maybe take your chances. Or take a look at what happened during COVID and how they're mocking and mimicking what China's done. They're not mocking. They're mimicking what China's done with social credit scores, and that's headed our way. So you can either stay under their digital thumb and have all your assets under their control, or you could do some diversification with precious metals, hard assets, real money, what's real wealth. 602-558-8585. Well, I was looking at a cartoon this afternoon, studied a cartoon this afternoon. I stumbled on this in my research. Here's a Wikipedia page. I don't always go to Wikipedia for, you know, a lot of credible stuff, but I think they probably got this one right based on other research I did. So this is a pretty good description. I did validate it from reading some other sites. There's a film, a cartoon, 9 minutes and 25 seconds, about to show you, put out in 1948. Look what it says here. It's called Make Mine Freedom. It's a 1948 American animated anti-communist, now they say propaganda cartoon. No. It's an educational cartoon, guys. It was created by John Sutherland Productions for the Extension Department at Harding College, now Harding University, financed with a grant from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Cartoon was the first in a series of pro-free enterprise films produced by Sutherland for Harding. The cartoon depicts a satire of perceived life under collectivist ideology. Folks, what's another word for collectivist? Socialism. The group. Utilitarianism, whatever produces the best outcome for the most people. Collectivism, socialism, common good. Around 1947, the Sloan Foundation provided a grant of between $300,000 to $600,000 to Harding College to produce cartoons that promote the American way and uplifted American business philosophy. Staff at Harding originally approached Walt Disney Productions, but were referred to John Sutherland, who left the company in 1940, shortly before the Disney animators strike. According to the film's original copyright entry, its original title was The Secret of American Prosperity. This was later changed to Make Mine Freedom for the film's February 1948 release. The film debuted on February 25, 1948, and Harding president George S. Benson played the film at his inaugural Freedom Forum, a gathering of pro-business speakers the following year. So there you go. You know, this is interesting. I went and searched out Mr. Joe Benson, found out that he was, a United Church of Christ, and ended up being a missionary in China. And so he had a real understanding. Yeah, George S. Benson started his career as a missionary to China for 11 years. Only after 6 months, a communist propagandist arrived and insisted that these intruders should either be killed or driven out. And they had difficulty finding a boat to take them to Hong Kong because of threats against those who carried foreigners. So if you carried foreigners to your boat, you could be in big trouble. So he eventually returned to China. So he would know all about what happened with communism and what was going on. He was a staunch anti-communist, so he showed the film. So anyway, I watched some of it this evening, and I thought, you know what? I think my audience would like to see this 9 minute and 25 second little cartoon. Let's play some of it because it's kind of predicting the future. Remember now, this came out in 1948. I might stop and make some comments along the way, but let's see. Here we go.
America is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners. And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines.
All right, let me just stop right there. Anyone have a problem with this? Would anyone call this anti-communist propaganda? That's what they always call these films. I'm a regular viewer, actually, of a lot of these films from the 1940s and 50s and 60s. They're deemed anti-communist propaganda. And they always want to tell you that they misrepresented what communism really stands for. Really? How so? But notice again, they're talking about what makes America great. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of private property. Your Fourth Amendment rights to be secure in your papers and your persons and your thing. How many of these freedoms have been run over now? Run over. Not cruel and unusual punishment. No, we don't want that. Isn't that what's happening to the January Sixers right now? They're not getting a speedy trial. They're getting, quite frankly, cruel and unusual punishment. There are being many of them punished for exercising their freedom of speech. You're going to see that this film really tells us how we got where we are today. And it predicted it in 1948. Let's keep going.
The right to vote and to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents, as your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor? Management? Politicians? Phooey. They can't tell corn from oats.
Work! It only strike! Strike!
Hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, ism.
Okay, what did he say? Utopia. Utopia. Let's go back just a little bit. He talks about utopia, doesn't he? That's kind of interesting, is it not? I want to go back just a tad. I'll make sure you pick up on what he said here. Utopia. A heaven on earth. What the communists promised.
Hurry. Step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits, no strikes. Remember, you're the big boss. Government control, no worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops, lower costs. Why, ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to ISM Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which said ISM promises to take care of me forever.
Well, isn't that where we're at today, folks? You get reparations, you get basic mandatory income. Hey, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you will be happy. Just turn it all over to us. We'll keep you busy and entertained through drugs and computer games. Isn't that what we heard from Harari? Noah Harari? Wow. 1948 cartoon predicting the future. If you just buy the poison, buy the ism poison that promises a cure to every ailment of mankind. No one's saying capitalism, the free market system's perfect. There's no perfect system because there's no such thing as a perfect person. We live in a sinful, fallen world, and that's the thing about the free market system. It works well until people start acting, well, greedy. But the same thing is true with communism, right? That's all based on greed, taking from one what is rightfully theirs to give to another what is not rightfully theirs. No one ever said the free market system is perfect, but it's the best system ever created to deal with the sinful fallen man and reward those who live out a Christian worldview and Christian values. The best system ever created, aside from living in a utopia where there is no sin and there is heaven. That's not going to happen in this life. But look how they just tell you, buy our medicine, buy the medicine. But wait a minute. They're offering you a medicine that's really poison, and they're offering you a solution to the problem they created, as you saw through the Hegelian dialectic, thesis and antithesis, idea, opposite idea, people fighting, management and labor. Stir up the strife, and then in comes the communist to offer the poison disguised as medicine to heal every problem. Let's keep going.
Pardon me.
And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
Hurry up!
Keep your shirts on, boys. Including my freedom. Freedom? Well, sign away my freedom. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise isn't perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Doakes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, He had an idea. And because he was free to dream his dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So... of course, some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea. But that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway. And before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled laborer. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages bought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other six nations in the world. With only 7% of the Earth's, we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Doctorism's formula to see what you'd get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead, try it.
You can't do this to me! I'll strike!
The state forbids strikes.
Wait till the union hears about this!
Ah, yes, the Union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
Let me just stop right there. No more private property. Huh. Aren't we watching that go on right now? Sustainable development and Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Taking the farmers' land in South Dakota and other places for a complete scam of carbon capture and carbon capture pipeline. No more private property and no more you. They're stealing people's private property left and right under the color of law and under the color of environmentalism. No more you. Well, they've dehumanized us, and now they seek to eliminate us with a COVID death shot and by peddling it's not only the right to die, it's now the duty to die. Active euthanasia. No more you. No more private property. No more you. Again, this was 1948. If we bought into the isms, the poison, the isms, collectivism, there's a free handout. They'll just give the government more control and power, and the government will solve the problems and stop all the infighting and the strife. Whatever problem we have can certainly be solved by the government if we just give them more authority. If we just give them more of our money, they'll be sure to solve the problem for us. That's the lie. You're about to see what's going to happen to the farmer in this little 1948 cartoon, and it's already happening to the farmer just as it's happening to the Dutch farmers. They're not being allowed to fertilize with the necessary fertilizer to produce the best bumper crops. They're being told to euthanize their cattle because those cattle pass gas and urinate. Not good for the environment. They're getting control of the farmers, which means they're getting control of the food, which means they're going to get control of you and me. This was predicted in 1948 in a little cartoon. Watch this.
The farm voted put a stop to this.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom forever.
Look at that. State concentration camp number 5. Well, maybe they won't call it a state concentration camp. Maybe they'll just call it a COVID camp or some kind of health camp. It's been a health emergency. But here's a film in 1948 saying you give these clowns and crooks and scammers and grifters more of your money and power and freedom, they'll eventually put you in a camp. Wow. And yet, I bet people laughed at this little film in 1948. Oh, they wouldn't be laughing today if they saw it then and saw now.
Everything is lost. Everything.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
State propaganda speaker. There you go. State propaganda speaker. Well, isn't that what we have? Because they couldn't envision Twitter and Facebook and all these things that shut us down. But those are state propaganda speakers. The FBI, the CIA, NSA, penetrating those and running those and working with those. Prove me wrong. We know what's right. State propaganda speaker. Huh. Wow.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or...
Whoa, wait a minute. Class warfare preaches disunity by pitting us against each other with class warfare and racism and race baiting. Wow, I need to back up there and play that again, because isn't that exactly what they're doing now? They predicted it in 1948. Here we go.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives. And we know what to do about it.
And now, gentlemen, no violence, please. And don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles! No! Oh, no! No!
Working together to produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
Spiritual values. Yep. Question is, what kind of spiritual values? Spiritual values based on the character nature of God, private property. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. 1948 seems to have come true, doesn't it? What they predicted. You know, you go and read about that. They'll say that's anti-communist propaganda. Did you see anything in there that was a lie? Anything in there that wasn't true? They'll also declare that the film promoted violence against communists. The film was promoting mob violence against the communists. Well, that's because they chased the guy out of town. I didn't see any blood. I didn't see them do anything to really hurt the guy. They ran him out of town. The cartoon. But that's the best thing to come up with online when you read the reviews. It was promoting mob violence against the communists. Well, who is it that's really involved in that? That's, again, psychological projection. Who's the mob violence? Mob violence was all seen in 2020, burning and looting and rioting in town after town and city after city and burning down businesses, many of them owned by Black Americans that worked really hard to save and produce and develop that business, and then many of them lost it all. But yet we were told that this was the prairie fire that was necessary to burn down the system, the white man system, the system that was created through a false narrative, a construct. That indeed all of this is fake. It's all phony. It's all been a construct from the very beginning, including the Constitution, to enslave you. So they use nice-sounding words, liberty and freedom, right and wrong. But who decides what is right, what is wrong? The man, the system, those who run it decide what is right and wrong in order to use their religion to enslave you. That's what we're told. It's all a construct. None of this is reality because, after all, there is no such thing as absolute truth and reality. That truth and reality are created by man, not by God, don't you know? That's postmodernism. Because, of course, postmodernism was created, largely founded by a man by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, God is dead. We can smell his rotting corpse. We'll kill God in the conscience of man. The conscience of man will kill the concept of God. Michel Foucault, another founder of postmodern thought, he was so perverted, he apparently liked to have sex with other men and infect him with AIDS and called it a whole new level of exhilaration of murder by sex. Michel Foucault, Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche, who said the Christians will make great slaves because they believe in absolute truth. Friedrich Nietzsche promoted the idea of master morality and slave morality. Yeah, these are all constructs, what the Christian promotes, the free market promotes. They're constructs that were all created to make you unhappy and keep you enslaved. Let me ask you this. Has the idea, the concepts of the free market, private property, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, has that enslaved people or has it set them free? Well, we know it's set them free. In fact, it was the white capitalists that helped to end slavery. The abolition movement largely started in Europe by Christian men in a print shop, white Christian capitalists. No, they're liars. These things are not constructed by men. They are, well, created by God based on his character and nature. And we are endowed with certain inalienable rights given to us not by government, but by God. And these rights are consistent with the character and nature of God. Yes, it has been the white Christian capitalist who said, you know what, slavery's wrong, we're going to end that. It was many of those white churches at the end of the Civil War told their black friends, we'll help you start your own churches. As you say you want them, we'll help you do that, and we'll help you fund them. No, America's been great. America's been made awesome because of the values that stem from the character and nature of God, the Ten Commandments, the moral law, the laws of nature, and nature's God. The little cartoon in 1948 said, what would happen if we bought the isms, the poison being sold by Dr. Utopia? They would solve the problem. Well, many turned their life over to the government and sought to seek their very substance from the government. Look at where we're at tonight, fighting for our very existence to even be on the air. So as we go into Memorial Day weekend, as I'll be off tomorrow night and Friday, and of course for Memorial Day, be back Tuesday night, Lord willing. As we go into Memorial Day weekend, let's remember the men and women that have sacrificed so that we might have, well, a free society. The men and women that have died fighting communism, fighting the isms of totalitarianism, communism, Leninism, Marxism. Let's remember them, lest we find ourselves fully enslaved by the very isms warned about in this little cartoon, 9 minutes and 25 seconds in 1948. If you appreciate what we do here, we appreciate your support by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. There's a sale on sheets and towels and slides, sandals, slippers. They make great Father's Day gifts. They make great gifts for graduation, students. Kids going off to college or getting their first apartment or going to the dorm. A lot of gifts there for brides and grooms for setting up their first house. But use that promo code B66. You'll get savings. We get credit. And that's what helps us stay here on the air. Thanks for watching. Till Tuesday night, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.